Good evening, Rabbi Rabbeisai. Good evening. Is everybody okay? Okay, tonight we're going to be learning all the halachas relevant to Omein. Saying Omein, we'll be learning that. Did you know that an Omein can be a Yosem as well? Omein Yesoima, we'll be learning about the Gichapta Omein, Omein Chatufa, Omein Ktufa, Omein Yesoima. We'll be learning about how long it needs to, when are you meant to say Omein, when not. We hope to get also, I wonder if we'll get to Seif Tes, which is going to tell us about Seif Yud, about if somebody forgets Yalev Yov, if he can be Yotze through Chazor Shashat. Fascinating halacha in Seif Yud. So we'll see if we get there. But first, let's discuss a little bit of the halachas of Omein. So the Seif Ches tells us the following. Page 296 in the Dirshu editions. Lo Yane Omein Chatufo. A person should not say Omein Chatufo. This, truthfully, is not only referring to an Omein of Chazor Shashat. In fact, it's talking about any Omein. So how is an Omein meant to look like? So Omein lo yane, Omein chatufa. So what's a chatufa? Chatufa. Dehainu keilu Omein nekuto bechataf. So it's as if the Omein is as if you'd say Omein with a chataf at the beginning. And the Mishnah Berurah says not only that. The Mishnah Berurah says if cotton choftes bechatav perish b'shvo. So I don't know exactly how you're going to say that. It's as if you wouldn't pronounce the aleph of the omein. You basically just go main. That's right. Omein. Yeah. So heard that before. Yeah. Similarly, vuadin. I'm reading the Mishnah Berurah here. Vuadin similarly shaloyema omein b'shan nekudos. Also not to say omein with any other vowels. B'shuruk. Omein, Oibe Choylam. Yeah. So you're saying that it would be, how would it sound? With the Shmeik Shva underneath the Aleph, I'm not quite sure. It was like basically not pronouncing the Aleph. Yeah, Omein. Yeah, something like that, yeah. Yeah, that's right, yeah. Oibe Choylam, if you'd say instead of Omein, it's Oimein, or something like that. Ki b'chol zein mashmos perushoi, if you say any of those words with the changed and altered vowels, ein mashmos perushoi loshin hamonas devorim. We learned yesterday that Omein means that you agree to it, and it's true, and you're doubling for the same. If that's when it says Omein, when you're saying Omein, that's what it means. However, if you change the vowels, the interpretation, the meaning of the word would be different. It doesn't mean that anymore. Hello, Yikro, Ha'olet becomes Godel, says the Mishnah Berurah. It should be Omein with a clear, strong, a firm comments under the Aleph. Omein. Okay. So that's Luyane Omein Chatufo. Continues the Shulchanoch. V'chein, similarly, Luyach Toif, don't chap. V'yemai lanois oise kodim sheisayim ha'mevorech. Don't hurry up. Even if you're in a rush and you need to catch the bus or the train, don't say the Omein before it's right time. Have you ever heard that when the Chazan says Bocha to Hashem, and then the Chazan is about to complete the Bocha, and even before he finishes the Bocha, people say Omein already, they're in a real rush. They think for some reason it helps. So that's Omein, that's a Gichapta, that you're trying to catch the Omein too early. V'chelo yane Omein Katufo. Don't make an Omein Katufo, dehainu shmechase, that's a cut. Omein, when you're leaving out the Omein, you're not saying the Omein, the Nun, you're just saying Omein. So the Ainush Mechase Kias Hanun, you're missing out the letter Nun, and you're not verbalizing it with your mouth, Shteni Kias, that should be recognizable. So you're not actually saying Omein, you're just leaving out the last letter. The Mishnah Berurah in Sifkot Lamed, when he talks about saying the Omein too early, says as follows. You should wait until the Shatz completes. Call Hatevo Achoino, the entire last word, Legamri, completely. V'yesh Anoshim, and there are people. Shemaschilin Lanois Be'oid, Shashatz Oimed Adain Bechatzi Tevo Achoino. But also, there are people who are saying Omein whilst the Chazan still says the last word. And people, as it says, Baruch Hashem, Chonin Hadoas. People says Chonin, and then people saying Omein already. So he says that you have to make sure that not only is completed the sentence, but also the last word, and only then you say Omein. But they also says the Mishnah says, so that's Omein Chatufa, Amen. Amen. Ktufa, and that it should be recognizable. In the Ramah, I don't know if that's the Ramah. Vegamlo yafsik beemtza amila, don't interrupt in the middle of a word. Okay. Veloy yane omen yesoimon. Omen yesoimon is the most complex of the lot. Because omen yesoimon, of course, yosoim is a...
Orphan.
Right. So it's an orphan omen. What is an orphan omen? Omen yesoimon is as follows. Veloy yane omen yesoimon. And again, this halach is not only relevant to Shmoyne Eseh, it's relevant to any bocha. The Shulchan Aruch's opinion is as follows. Tahainu, i.e., Shehu chayev bevrocha achas, a person who is obligated in a certain brocha. V'shliach tzibu mevorich oiso, and shliach tzibu says that very brocha. So he's obligated in a brocha, and the chazan says that brocha. V'zeh einoy shoyma. So although the chazan said that brocha, the person is not hearing the brocha, he's not hearing it. He's not hearing the bracha, he's not listening, he's not concentrating, he's not hearing it. Havel b'shodeo, although he knows, even though he does know, Ezu bracha mevoicha shliach tzibu, you know which bracha the chazan is saying, but you're not listening to it, you're not hearing it, you're not concentrating. Me'acha shelo shama, for since you did not actually hear it properly, uttered from the chazan, we didn't actually concentrate, you didn't actually follow it, loyam ne omein, loyane o achrov omein. Do not say Omen after the bracha of the chazan if you didn't hear it properly. To have Omen Yisoyma, that isn't Omen Yisoyma. So again, the Shulchan Aruch's opinion is, if you're obligated in a bracha, and a person says that very bracha you're obligated in, but you're not hearing it, you're not listening to it, you're not following it, but you do know that he's saying that bracha, you don't say Omen if you didn't hear it. Although you know exactly what he's saying, don't say omen to it. Torma goes a step further and he says as follows: V'yesh machmirin, Torma paskins. It's all a machmir. Ta'afilo einu mechuyav be'oise brocha liyane omen. That it doesn't make a difference. You're obligated in the brocha or not obligated in the brocha. Either way, when you are hearing a brocha, any brocha, einu mechuyav be'oise brocha liyane omen, im einu yodea be'ize brocha koish liach tzibu. He says if you are hearing a brocha and you don't follow which brocha the chazan is saying, it's a different opinion, Torma. If you don't exactly know which bracha, if you ask you which bracha is he saying, you say, oh, I'm not actually sure. He's up to which bracha, I'm not quite sure. But you not knowing exactly which bracha the chazan is saying, then, zenami miki omen yisoyma. That is also considered omen yisoyma. The Ramah's opinion is, whether you're obligated or not obligated, it doesn't make a difference. If you are hearing a bracha and you don't exactly know what bracha that is, because you didn't concentrate, you didn't hear, you didn't follow, you should not say Amen afterwards. It's an orphan. You don't know where that bracha is coming from. You don't know who his father is. You don't know where that bracha is coming from. Don't reply Amen to it. How can you say Amen to something you don't know what you're saying? So Amen Yisrael, do not say Amen to that. The Mishneh Berurah explains Sifkaton Lamed Gimel. If, however, you do know which bracha you are saying Amen to, motalanos, you are allowed to say Amen bechol habrachos, any bracha, afilu bechazal shatz, him chazal shatz. So that if you know, then it's fine. But as long as you don't know, you shouldn't say Amen. Of course, there's many ramifications in the bracha, because that teaches us that Amen yesoima is, if you didn't hear where that bracha is coming from, you don't know what a bracha exactly is, don't say omen to it. That's an omen yesoima. The boy say, how is that? Omen yesoima. Omen yesoima. The Ramah continues, v'loyamtin imanias ha'omen, to not wait for saying omen, elo miyad, to not wait for saying omen, elo, only miyad kshekilo ha'bracha, when the chazan, or the mevorech, completed the bracha, yane omen, you should say omen. You should say immediately Amen. Somebody says, Shakon Yemidvorai, you say Amen. The Chazan says, Choyne Nadoaz, you say Amen. Don't wait. Now this is very important, Mishneh Berurah over here, in Seif Koton, Lamed Dalet and Lamed Hei. Mishneh Berurah says, you should say the Amen immediately, says Seif Koton Lamed Hei, V'toich Kedei Dibu Kedei Dibu Domi. It has to be immediately. V'shir K'toich Kedei Dibu, U'machloik Ezah Poiskim. You should say within the time limit of Toich Kedei Dibu. How much is Toich Kedei Dibu? Toich, in the middle, k'dei dibu, as long as quick as you could speak. What does that mean? Yesh oivim shloisha tevois. Three words. V'yesh oivim abot tevois. Four. Huv'yoisim izel liyaneklal. But if you have waited, I think, how many seconds do you think toich dibu is? Saying a few words. How long is that? 2-3 seconds. Yes, I saw poets can say 4 seconds. But if it's more than that, if you, for some reason, you are in the middle of a dream, a real, you're engrossed in your dream, and it took you more than 4 seconds to get back to the real world. So after 4 seconds, 3 to 4 seconds, lo yane omen. Don't say omen after that. David omen, David b'cholli, omen yisoymen, and omen yisoymen. V'tzibu came along, if there's a minion, the Mishnah says that if there's a big oilam, have you ever davened in a huge shul, hundreds of people? So it takes sometimes quite a few seconds until everybody's finished the omen, especially on Yom Tov when it's a Shabbos and Yom Tov when the davening is a bit more slow. So what happens then if you did hear the bracha say, but you didn't say straight away the omen? You were still engrossed in something. But the olim is still saying omen. It's already past the 3-4 seconds. But the olim is still saying omen. So you can't join the crowd saying omen, although it's past the, it's not immediate. But generally, lechatchila, of course, you should say omen as early as possible. Okay, now in Sifkot Mamet Hey says the Mishnah Bura the following. Shekilo abrocha. Vim ha-shliach tzibu ma'arich penigmun shel ve'imru omen. If the Shliach Tzibu sings and chants Ve'imru Amen. Rav Gidin, can you help us out? What's normally the nigun for Ve'imru Amen? Yom Tov. Yeah? So, any chazonim over here? We've got. Yeah? So, Yo'imru Akal Amen Miyad. Even if we say, when the chazan, however verschleppt the chazan is, even if the chazan is doing a beautiful chazan shtickle, even if it is, you don't make the chazan shtickle. Leave that for the chazan. He makes the chazan a shtickle when he says v'imru omen. You then say omen immediately. Ki anigun avev, so you should say the omen immediately. Immediately. V'davki ma'arich haba b'nigun v'davki din kaddish. Shekvar kilo etzim abakosh achatevus bizman kovel. Fine, I'm skipping over here. Havarim ha'shliach tzibu ma'arich b'shaboch b'sofa ezi nigun lo yane omen kol zman shal isiyem ez etzim atevus shal abocha. Says the Mishnah Berurah, you should always ensure, that's really the bottom line, just the last two lines of the Mishnah Berurah. You should always ensure that when it's the end of the bracha, you should say straight away, omen, don't delay. Okay.
Is he saying that if he's schlepping the imru omen, you should just say omen whilst he's saying the imru because it's finished before then?
Correct. That's what he's saying with regards to the Kaddish specifically, yeah. Yeah, because the text includes the omen, so that's the letter. Yeah, correct. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. V'loyane, I'm back in the Shulchan Aruch. So I suppose the answer is, in Alexandria, I suppose that there, as the Mishnah Berurah said earlier, it's a good horror, I suppose that as the Mishnah, you join the Omen of the Kehillah.
We don't know what he's saying.
Yeah, you're right. Where was an Omen? I suppose they knew exactly where, I suppose they must have known exactly where they're up to. I don't know how. Maybe through the flags. Maybe. Yeah, you should. Yeah, if your mamash don't know where he's up to, you haven't got a clue where he's up to.
I thought you can just carry on in the tzibur anyway. If you hear the tzibur saying amen, you could just say amen to them.
No,
you assume, even if you can't hear the bracha yourself,
no.
If they start saying amen, then you can say amen.
If you know, I mean. If he really doesn't know which bracha he's up to, he really hasn't got a clue which bracha he's up to. He would probably think, he would probably chap himself. You're right, the halacha is, it would be an omen yisoyma. According to the Rama, if he really hasn't got an idea where he's up to, he really, really got a clue where he's up to, it would be an omen yisoyma. Pardon? What does he say? Mishnah Berurah says Chazal Shatz as well. Ah, you're talking about Alexandria. Ah. Well, we don't pass like that, it appears. I don't know. If a person is really, pardon?
What
that it was only. Well, can you repeat? It's very interesting. So how did it take a? I don't know. It's a good hour. I'm not sure. I really don't know. Continue Shulchan Aruch. V'layane amen k'tzara. Don't say amen k'tzara. A short amen. Elo aruko k'tzas. Don't make it too quick. Like the one, you know, the very like sharp one. That tack. No, don't do those. Hello, aruko k'tzas. A little bit more extended. K'desh yuch aloyma kel melech ne'emon. He should be in sufficiently long that you could have said kel melech ne'emon. Can somebody show us how long that would be? How long would it be? Should say, amen, something like that. Yeah, it shouldn't be too short, too sharp. For the yarich po yoyis midai, don't schlep it too long. If it's schlep too long, then it's also inappropriate. And why should it not be too short? Mishnah Berurah Lamed Vav explains, if it's too sharp, it shows that you really can't be bothered. You're in a rush. You want to get out of here already. If it's amen, 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 that's not good. That's too sharp. Make it a prop. Say it, pronounce it. Say it accurately, not too short, not too long, not too verschleppt, not too sharp. Get the right balance, yet again. Okay, Sif Tes. Him yesh k'tzas me'oinin. If there are some people in shul, shema'arichin yoisemidai, they are schlepping too long. They are schlepping it too long. Some people in shul are just schlepping too long. So ain't sorry, I'm avoiding lahamtin lohem. So you're in shul, you're in chazan, and you're hearing that there's some people in the tzibur that are schlepping the omens. They want to show off the omen. They want to show what it's really meant to be like. They want to make sure everybody knows that they're in shul, and they want to just. So those you don't have to wait for those omens. So although, you'd have thought that maybe you need to. Right? Because ultimately he's not saying the right omen because of you. But the chazan, the rule of the chazan is, you don't have to wait for those verschleppte guys that are trying to make a point. Makes sense, right? So, ein tzorich ha-mevorich l'ham t'lem, you don't have to wait for them. The Mishnebura says, this is all true because there's no real obligation. They're not yoytze through that brocha. But what would be if you are being moitze somebody in your brocha? What would be the halachah? Can you give an example? Your kiddush, right? Kiddush. Let's say kiddush. Yeah. And so there's you need to ensure if you make a kiddush, you'd have to ensure. Says the Mishnah Berurah. And so I'm reading Lamed Ches. For who shabrocha in choyv ala koylishma. This is because the people don't have obligation to listen to that bracha. Really, they're not yoytze to that bracha. Havol, however, im moitze rabim bazei dechavasan. If you are being moitze. Whether you are shliach tzibur or you are somebody else making a bracha, tzorich lehamtin, you have an obligation to wait. Af alatoy marichin ba'amen. You have an obligation to wait even for those schleppers who are making the omens very very long omens. You have to wait for them. Kedei sheishmu, that they should hear. V'yotzu v'yetzu idei choiva, they should be fulfilling the obligation. Kamheimus to them yabrochos. This is a good example. If you're saying a kiddush in Roshul and many people are listening. And, well, would they be yoytze through you? Let's think of, right, let's say you're home, being yoytze, kiddush, or avdala, and there's many people, and there are, for some reason, the people are hearing the omen, they're schlepping the omens.
Why not in shul?
Because I don't know if they're kiddush and shul, you know, what happens if they're not yoytze? What would happen if they're not yoytze? Pardon?
They can't drink until they've made kiddush.
Right, they won't, that's right. Okay, but it's not. They're not really yoytze to the kiddush. They're going to make hopefully their own kiddush.
Yeah.
Right. So what we're talking about is somebody being moitze the tzibur.
The mevorech
is moitze. Which kiddush? At home.
In shul.
The Friday, Leil Shabbos.
I'm talking about at the kiddush.
At the kiddush, you're right. At the kiddush, yeah. No, you're quite right. If the kiddush on.
So on kiddush
on. Yeah, that's right. If you're making kiddush on Shabbos morning, you'll be moitze the rabbi for kiddush. You're right. Then you'd have to ensure that
there's only one.
Correct. That's true. But let's say it would be afterwards. Uh, Shiva Sukkah, whatever it may be, so whatever. Yeah. If you're being, we're just trying to look for an example that you're moitzi others and the people listening are making a verschleppte amen. So the halacha then is, you have to, as a chazan, who are moitzi, you have to ensure that they're going to listen to your bracha, they're going to hear all your entire bracha thoroughly. As opposed to Shliach Tzibu, Shulchan Aruch is saying now, Shliach Tzibu of Shmoyne Esre, he doesn't really matter. If they are verschleppte amen, you don't have to wait for them. You can just keep going. Does that make sense? Because you're not moitzi them. Does that make sense? Not for you, for them. It's about, is your obligation as a chazan, or is your obligation as a mevorech, being moitzi others, is your obligation to look after your crowd or not?
You
have to wait, for the next bracha. You have to wait, starting the next bracha. Correct. Yeah. Save Yud. Misha Shorach, this is a fascinating halacha, Rabbi Yisrael. Let's just start it, I don't know if we'll complete it, but let's start Save Yud. Misha Shorach, somebody who forgot to say Yale V'yovoi in Rosh Chodesh. Oy bechule shel moed. On chalamed, he forgot to say Yale V'yovoi. What's the halacha? Indeed, you have to repeat Shmoyne Esre. Oy, alternatively, bechol davar shetzorich lachzoi bishviloi. Any other reason why you're not yotzi Shmoyne Esre, you need to start Shmoyne Esre all over again. Yeah. Chavein daitoi, you should have intention in your mind, v'yishma m'shliach tzibu, you should have in mind, and you should listen to the chazos shatz of shliach tzibu, kol shmeine ese boches, the entire shmeine ese, meroish, from the beginning, v'atzoif, until the end, ka'odam ha'mispada le'atzmoi, as if you'd be davening yourself. V'lo yafzik, do not stop. V'lo yasiach, do not talk. V'poiseh sholish psiyos le'achorov, three steps back, at the end of Shmoneh Esre, the kivin, the kvayis palel, since you have davened already, elosh shochach, you've forgotten, for a hisker, you didn't say yalev yovoi, half of pishu boki, although you are boki, shliach tzibu metziyo, shliach tzibu kivin moitzit. Rabbi say, halacha is, you can be yoitze, if you forgot, yalev yovoi, in chalamoit, rosh chodesh, you need to go for Shmoneh Esre again, you can be yoitze through the chazan. Rabbi say, is this a chiddush, yes or no? It is. Why is that, Rabbi King? Why is it Chiddush? I agree with you. Why is it Chiddush?
Why not?
Absolutely. There's a huge Chiddush over here. This is an absolutely massive, huge, grand Chiddush. Because I fully agree to you. If you'd have asked me 2 minutes ago, somebody who is an absolute Baki, a Talmid Chacham, he knows his stuff, he knows how to read, he knows everything. And he's forgotten to say Yale V'yovoi in Shmoyne Esre. If I would have asked you 2 minutes ago, can you be Yoitze through the Chazos HaShatz? Yes or no? You would have said, no, tough, you are a Boki, you know how to read. We learned that Chazos HaShatz was established only for the Ein Bekim, people who can't read. If you can read, Chazot Zashatz was not established for you. It wasn't meant for you. You cannot be Yoitze Chazot Zashatz, because you can read. So how can it be that if a person has forgotten to say Yale V'yovoi, whether it's Rosh Chodesh or Chol HaMoed, he can be Yoitze through Chazot Zashatz? Right, and then what happens tomorrow? What happens tomorrow? Can he be yotze through the? What happens tomorrow? Can he be yotze if he didn't forget? Tomorrow, next day, he didn't forget.
No, then he can't.
He was in a bookie for a minute. He was in a bookie for a. It would be hard. Hard to understand. Okay. Yeah. That's right. I agree with you. Lemelacha shores. Yeah. Do Rabbi Frankel all your time. It was pshat nishulchan aruch. Definitely. Definitely. Yeah. But how can it be? Chachomim established Chazos HaShatz for Eino Bekiyin. No, but I want to know if what happens if a person like that, the next day he woke up really late, he had a really rough night because of the baby, he's really finished, And he comes, he manages Psuk de Zimra, he shows up late, Psuk de Zimra, gets to Shema, and then Shmoneh says, you know what? I'm going to relax now, just for 5 minutes, I'm going to sit down. I'm going to be Yotzeh through the Chatzos Shatz of the Chazan. Because I'm really finished. Can he do it? Yes or no? The same guy. Why not?
Because
he's a Bucky. He's a Bucky. He can't be Yotzeh. He can't be Yotzeh. Yeah.
Yeah. So I guess the comment didn't put that to Kana, it doesn't work in this particular scenario. Because there only applies normally, but in this case it doesn't.
In this particular case it doesn't.
So the question is why? I mean, are they worried that maybe there is a potential that he was Yotzeh already on the first Shmoneh and then he shouldn't say it again?
But he can say it again, Lemaisa.
He can say it again.
Right, it's very, okay. So we'll cover it up tomorrow, Mi'at Hashem. To recap what we learned tonight, we learned about Omen has to be pronounced correctly. Make sure to say Omen. Make sure not to get the right vowels. Make sure to say the Nun at the end. Make sure not to schlep it too long. And make sure it's not an Omen Yisoyim. According to the Ramah, Omen Yisoyim means that you have to know where it's referring to. You need to know which Boch you're saying Omen to. Yes, you need to say which Omen goes to which bracha. You do. Don't say too short and too sharp. You should be able to say Ken Melech Naaman. Don't schlep it too long. And we learned also that if some people are schleppers, if you're not moitz them, you don't need to wait for them. As a chazan, you can just keep going. Don't need to wait for them. However, if you're being moitz people, you have to ensure that they're hearing the Omen, that they're saying Omen properly and you're not messing them up. We learned if a person said, forgot to say Yalev Yovon Chalamot Rosh Chodesh, he can be Yotzeh through Chazos HaShatz, and more on that tomorrow, Be'ezer Hashem.